now, disclaimer time. We are here to share Prince's works with the utmost authenticity, clarity, and precision. This means there may be situations where the material being discussed may be sensitive or offensive to some. However, we have chosen to discuss his work as it was initially produced. We will not alter any of his original work to suit anyone's comfort, including our own. This podcast is to celebrate Prince and his works.
Thank you for your support and understanding. Now on to the show.
Hello, welcome to Alphabet Suite, podcast for the Prince Songbook. There are hundreds of songs to choose from. You have chosen. What are you gonna do with all this
love? Thank you. Welcome back to another episode of the lively, the talented Alphabet Suite podcasting crew. I am that host, Timothy.
You are that host. And I am that other host, Pat.
And I'm impressed. Producer Aaron.
You're impressed with Producer Aaron?
Rock on.
We're impressed with Producer Aaron, too.
Today, we're going to talk about all this love.
So you got all this love for me?
You know I do.
Oh, got nothing but love for you,
that's
baby.
That's gay, hell of it.
Well, it's because he doesn't have a long face.
Oh.
Yeah.
That was mean.
Yeah. So.
All this love.
Maria. What's her last name?
Valente.
What is that? Is it Italian? What is that?
Why are you asking me?
Well, I just figured maybe you knew. Maybe she from Queens.
It's probably Latin.
Latin. You think so?
It's one way to find out.
Check it out.
Well, I know that's not her real name. Didn't we go down this road before?
Did we? Oh, well, let's not go down there then.
Yeah.
All right, so.
Hold on. I got to blow my
nose. Sweet.
Stop. Brenda Fuentes.
Yeah, that's like that. Oh, is she related to the woman from MTV?
From Daisy. Yeah, I'm sure she's Daisy Fuentes.
They might be cousins or something.
Yeah. She's an American singer and model.
Did you say she's an American singing model?
American singer.
Oh, holy.
Actually, yeah, you hear that? That's a trumpet. That's not Holy Toledo. That's Holy Minneapolis, which is where she was born.
Really?
Born and raised.
All right.
First met Prince at the age of 17 at Paisley Park Studios by working with Morris Hayes.
Huh.
She later moved to L.A. and worked as a model and background dancer for Usher.
I like Usher.
She's credited with backing vocals on his 2001 album, 8701.
I didn't know that.
This is why I'm trying to give you the 411.
Educate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She went back to Minneapolis, began working with Prince, contributed vocals to Planet Earth.
Hmm.
Then she recorded her own album with him, Elixir, which is where this song comes from. So, yeah.
Yeah. Are you reading more?
Yes, I am.
I don't hear you.
Oh, because I'm reading it to myself.
Oh, well, that's nice.
Yeah, because it doesn't really... I mean,
share
it just,
for the group.
It just talks about how her album, Prince described it as a Quiet Storm-style album. The music review website Metacritic gave it 49 out of 100, so that's not very good.
Oh, horrible.
Labeling it as having mixed or average reception based on 12 reviews. She became Prince's girlfriend in 2010, and also became a Jehovah's Witness at the same time.
Huh. I wonder if she still is.
So, I don't know. But yeah, there you go.
She got a long face, but she's pretty.
God, there it is.
She could come knock at my door.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's a pretty girl. She just has a long face.
So you can spread them cheeks.
A lot of people have long faces, you know. Some people have round faces. Some people have long faces. But yeah,
that's... Mine's a square.
You're square? That's good.
It kind of is. Hey. That's good.
So yeah, I mean, that's some info on Bria.
That's good, but what do you think of the song?
For me, I enjoyed her whole album, Elixir.
Yes.
I had no problem with them at all. I mean, it was part of that 3-CD set he did, the Lotus Flower, MPLS Sound, mm-hmm. and Elixir. So I thought that was pretty cool that he did that, first of all, because what that did, if you stop and think about it, when Prince worked with a lot of artists through the years, you know, and he would start working with, let's say, Jill Jones. So he'd do her album, and then he'd just kind of leave it out to dry, mm-hmm. you know. This, he knew people would buy his albums. He knows he has this fan base, you know, that is just, he's going to sell X amount of albums no matter what because people will buy Prince.
Correct.
He put that in with that. So she sold those albums too, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So you got to hear her music. That was probably one of the smartest things that I've seen him do with an associated protege. You know, that got her music in front of way more people than any of his other proteges ever got in front of, I think. Unless you're like The Time or something, you know, where you made it big back then.
Mm.
But these, yeah, I just think that was a cool thing for him to do.
Yeah. It is, you know? Definitely.
So, yeah, I mean, the song itself, I enjoyed. I really did. I didn't have, again, I'm not saying it's just amazing work of Prince art. But, yeah, the whole album I could sit and listen to and enjoy it.
Excellent.
What did you think of the song?
Huh. I hated it. No, I'm not sure if I like the song or not.
No?
And it's like 1 minute, you know, I don't feel that the music fits the way she's singing.
Okay.
But then the next minute, I'm okay with it. I think maybe it just needs a bit of funk.
Well, but her album wasn't really...
I understand that.
Funk-driven as well, dance-driven.
I'm saying for myself to, like, be like, you know what? I like that song. It just, to me, I felt like it needed a little funk. Okay. I understand it wasn't, you know, it's dance-driven, whatever. I don't care.
Are you a, like, dance music kind of guy, or not really?
Because
I don't think Typo Negative had any...
technically dance to any kind of music.
Well, you can, and you can do a different kind of dance to whatever.
Like, I don't know. Yeah, kind of, you know. I don't mind it.
Okay.
CNC Music Factory. Get up and dance with them.
Yeah? I don't think I could get up and dance with anybody.
You don't think so?
No. I'm in them brittle bones years. I'd probably fall and break a hip. You know? Lose my glasses.
Shut up now.
Okay.
I think another one of my problems is I think she sings, like, there's a way to sing sexy, and she sings sexy.
Okay.
Okay. The music wasn't
sexy
at all. Maybe that's another problem I had.
So you think her vocals did not match the musical style of the song?
Correct. And you know, I'm not sure, you know, because I be hearing stuff.
Your head? Or, I mean, what are you talking about?
No, through my ears, man. Oh, okay. You know.
Well, I just wanted to clarify because
the voices in his head keep telling him he's okay.
Well, I'm glad someone's telling him that.
But then there's that other one telling him he's going to die. Yeah.
That went dark real quick.
Wow.
Is that what your voices are really telling you?
Okay, so I'm not sure, but I think 4 minute-ish into the song, I want to say, I'm thinking, okay, when they did the album, it was probably taking a long while to get it, you know, everything right, you know. So four minute-ish. You get my point, yeah. Right? Okay.
Roughly 4 minutes into the song.
Correct. Maybe a little bit longer after.
Give or take.
Yeah. Okay. But I'm pretty sure she's telling Prince that she wants tumbleweed.
A tub restaurant? Of weed?
A tumbleweeds.
A tub of weed.
No tumbleweed.
Is that
Tumbleweed the restaurant.
Is that even still around anymore?
Not here. It was such a good man.
I don't think I ever went to Tumbleweeds.
I did. I took Michelle there.
Why do I feel like I remember those ads?
Tumbleweeds?
Yeah.
Well, it was on, I don't want to say too much, but yeah, it was on State Street, right over by where Circuit City and all that used to be.
Oh, yeah, I remember now.
Yeah.
Never been there.
Yeah, I never went either.
Is it a steakhouse?
No.
No?
No.
That's a perfect name for a steakhouse.
I think it was a Mexican restaurant, yes. Wasn't it? Yeah.
Well, they had steak, but not known for like a Lone Star, you know, not like that.
Oh, don't bring that name up.
Okay.
That's a really...
Yeah, that's a sad thing.
Yeah, that's tough, man.
They're gone.
Are they really?
Completely.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
Yeah, you just stuck a knife right through our hearts and didn't even care.
That's horrible, man.
So
there's no good steakhouses in town anymore that aren't super expensive.
But you listen to that, and I'm telling you, she's telling Prince she needs tumbleweeds.
What's up, Katie?
So,
okay, well, let's see. You said roughly 4 minutes into it?
Yeah, it might be a little bit longer than the 4 minutes.
Okay, let me get to it.
How about instead of radio silence, we have a snack?
Oh, I like snacks.
Oh, give me the paper while you look.
Okay, you do this.
I got this.
Because why would we be eating a snack right now?
Because Castos is calling me. All right, are we going to play the music while I'm trying to do this?
Well...
See? Tumbleweeds. Am I right?
She said, tell me, babe.
Is that what she said?
That sounded like a tell me, babe. Even through those laptops. Don't do that. That's going to be horrible.
Yeah, I don't know. I hear tumbleweeds. Maybe I was just hungry.
No, I think it's...
Anyways, okay. Castos.
And you are hungry, so Castos is going to help us with this.
All right. We are affiliated with... Castos, because they're a badass company, right?
That's
company, right? Is it?
They're a company, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Okay, so
they're a podcast distribution company.
Can I do my note thing?
Well, I was just trying to.
Yeah, you're trying to hurry me up.
No, I was just trying to explain what kind of company they were.
Oh yeah,
why are you always attacking me? You are always attacking me, man. I always feel attacked.
Mariah, get them.
Continue,
Look, they offer multiple services offered, including that.
They offer multiple services.
Multiple services offered, including automated transcriptions. I'm getting a little faster with that.
That's faster?
Yeah, because, you know, usually.
Tell me you're reading from a script without telling me you're reading from a script. This is what you're doing right now.
Continue, please. Automated transcriptions.
Unlimited uploads, downloads. Okay?
On the low down.
On every plan.
Every plan. So they offer multiple plans.
They do.
Yeah?
Oh, and they have fixed monthly pricing.
No matter what plan you get.
No matter, and with the uploads, downloads?
Everything.
Automatic distribution everywhere, including Apple Podcast. Is that what that says? I don't know. Spotify, Amazon Music, even YouTube, Pandora. I bet you I can find us on iHeartRadio.
Do they have podcasts
on iHeartRadio? I don't know. But
you can find us. We're on platforms I never even heard of.
Exactly. We are on probably in Japan somewhere on one of their platforms that we know nothing about. Yeah, We're there. We're everywhere.
Everywhere.
Talking to the people.
There you go.
Yeah. I remember back. Okay, never mind. Make money with dynamic ad insertions one time or reoccurring donations, paid private podcasts, and more. I wanted to say paid private vacations, but
yeah, well, then I don't think they're going to give us vacations.
Multiple sources for data analytics.
Okay.
Right?
Yep.
Okay. Control your brand with customizable podcast websites. Manage all your podcasts with one WordPress plugin. One word.
WordPress plugin.
Yeah, one word plug press. That thing there.
That. The one thing that we don't use.
You know what? Use our links below, and you could get a 14-day free trial because we rock.
Oh, hey, he just threw him at me this time.
Threw him at his head.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Another funky?
Nashville hot chicken flavored. But at least this one's a limited time flavor from Lay's.
It could be limited, but you trying it now.
Oh, man.
I'm limited about that.
Nashville hot chicken. Hopefully there's more chicken than there is hot.
It ain't even the cans that are hot for you, dude. You're getting the bags that are hot.
Oh.
Horrible?
No, it smells like what it says.
Okay.
Hopefully Nashville chicken ain't that hot.
Yeah, no.
You know, because I just grabbed way too many, I think.
You know what I would like to have? That I don't want to go into Freeport to get KFC.
Wow, you can get some Mrs. Mike's chips.
Well, we could. All right.
Oh, that's not bad. That's not near as hot as what we've been eating.
You say it smells like what? I don't get that.
No?
I don't get no... Oh, wait. Yeah, I got chicken.
Okay, I don't eat Nashville hot chicken.
I do.
To me, this just tastes like a hot barbecue chip.
With an odd taste.
I mean, that's sort of what it is.
The chip or the chicken? The chicken. Yeah, it just tastes like a hot barbecue.
I'm disappointed.
Are you?
We went from some good snack times to...
I don't mind it. Nah. It's still a little hot.
Oh, Lord.
Like I said, it's not near as bad as them Pringles we've been eating.
Yeah. Oh, what the hell is that?
That was a potato chip.
I don't know.
You grab like...
But I was hoping,
handfuls, man.
We have been on a roll that, you know, they have been really good. So I thought...
How can we go wrong, right?
Right.
And then you realize just how you can go wrong.
Yeah.
Well, there is one thing they're missing that is important for Nashville hot chicken.
Chicken. Pickles. I get no pickle flavor.
Yeah.
I'm not getting I don't even get a chicken flavor.
I did on that last one. That's what I was like, what the hell is that? It was a weird, like, burnt piece of chicken.
A burnt piece of
chicken. Yeah. That's, oh.
Nah, I'm not getting a chicken flavor at all.
I am getting the same kind of burn that I get from Nashville hot chicken. The intensity just depends on where you get it from. But that's not bad.
I didn't think it was like super hot, which is good.
I ate more than you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. As soon as I saw Nashville hot chicken, I was like, yeah.
Yeah, those ones are fine.
Oh, the song had C.C. Dunham.
Thanks, Castos.
Pronounced Dunham, but yes. Castos for all you podcasting needs.
Yeah. Next snack tag is also a limited edition.
Oh, yeah.
Sweet. Dunham, right? Dunham.
C.C. So and Joshua Dunham. C.C. is a woman.
Yeah, I know that.
Okay.
I didn't know she did the drums on it.
Oh, yeah. And her husband, Joshua, did the bass.
Next snack time is so limited edition, it has a signature on it.
Uh-oh.
I got a signed version.
Then we shouldn't open it. That's a collector's item. We'll sell it 20 years from
now. What's inside is way more important.
So, yeah. Thanks, Castos. Appreciate it. not. That was hot.
A portion of the song's lyrics were included in the 21 Nights book in 2008.
I saw that.
Yeah.
Nights into Dreams?
Interesting.
No, he had the book 21 Nights.
No.
That's when he did the 21 Nights. And
I just made a very specific reference that only a very small number of people are going to get.
I get it. It's a game.
Don't give it away.
Oh, sorry. It's not a game.
It's a candy bar.
It's a candy bar.
Dude. I know you got them.
You know I got what?
Where's the Mr. Beast bars, bro?
Over there.
Okay. I ain't leaving here without one.
Okay.
All right. I
got the OG recipe, too. You can't buy these anymore.
Really?
I could probably sell all I have there for a lot of money.
Oh, well, I don't want to eat that.
Oh, I'm not going to.
Okay.
I use them in my chocolate chip cookies.
Oh. Okay. Anyway, what do you think?
I think it was a good song.
Did we do this already?
I think we did.
Okay.
Did we talk about the song?
We did. Yeah. I did my notes.
For a little while, at least.
Somewhere on this paper.
We kind of talking about tumbleweeds.
Yeah.
Oh.
Thank you.
And Mexican restaurants. And
That just sounds like a steakhouse to
me. It does. It really does.
That should be a steakhouse.
But it wasn't. And what's
When I think of tumbleweeds, I think of Westerns and rootin' tootin' cowboys, not Mexico.
Not tacos.
Though or fajitas, I'm sure there are tumbleweeds in Mexico. That's just not what I think about. Maybe that's why they failed.
Well, and then like another Mexican restaurant went in there, and that ended up failing.
It's just a bad place.
It's
haunted.
Look at where Ponderosa was. It's all everything location. That has been there.
The only thing that's hanging strong is Uncle Dick's and Tom and Jerry's.
Right.
I don't like the Uncle Nick's out on State.
They're both out State.
I don't think the one way out State
by Tumbleweeds.
Yeah, I don't think their food is as good.
Wasn't there like a Mongolian grill in there too at one point?
In the Tumbleweeds building?
Yeah,
could have been.
There's all kinds of different stuff on there. Just a bad location.
Yeah, but that area used to be a good location until everything started moving further and further east. You know. So now that's too close to being in town. Nobody wants to go there. So, all right. Well, I think we've done as much damage as we can do now. So, What?
We still have tumbleweeds.
Not in our town.
It's called Tumbleweed Southwest Grill. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it does still exist.
They still have tumbleweeds, yes.
They just flopped in one of the best test, well, what used to be one of the best test markets in Illinois.
Yeah, in the country.
Oh, were we that good?
So I'm going to date myself here a little bit. When I was a teenager, I worked at Burger King.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah. And
that was a previous century, everybody.
The Burger King I worked at is now actually a Mexican restaurant. But anyway.
Which my brother-in-law says is very good.
Yeah.
Anyway, go ahead.
Okay. But Burger King was...
I want you to tell me which one that is, because now I'm curious.
I will. Rockford was like the place when Burger King wanted to try something new. Rockford was the place they brought it. And come to find out, as I worked there and talked to... Rockford was like... The vast majority of restaurants, chain restaurants, we were the ones to try everything because they're like, if they can make it in Rockford, it's going to make it everywhere.
Hmm.
So we were the ones that at one point in time, back in my teenage years, you know, 5-10 years ago, that Rockford, I keep saying Rockford, now everyone knows where we live, but that's okay.
Bleep.
I'm okay with that.
Michigan.
We are the ones where people brought the food. This is where they tried all the... We were the test, the guinea pigs. So...
Then we got all that riffraff moving in from Chicago, and now they don't do it anymore.
Thank you.
Pretty much.
Thank you.
Yep.
Don't forget about the ones in Milwaukee. They're horrible, too. Yep. Just saying.
We seem to be, like, gathering all this...
We're a magnetic riffraff. Bullshit.
So anyway, hit us up, give us a like, you know, hit us up on the Gmail, alphasweetpodcast@gmail.com. You know, leave comments below if you're watching us on the YouTube. That'd be kind of cool. Just, you know, like, share, subscribe. If you're listening to us on your favorite podcasting platform, you can thank Castos for that. And, you know, you can leave comments there. You can like and share there too. You know, if you really want to support us, you can head on over to Patreon.
Patreon.com/AlphabetSuite Podcast. Behind the scenes, unboxings, compilations, and a new series starting up very soon.
And so I better see you there.
I think we still got merch. You can check out our merch, too.
Uh-huh. So link is one of the first ones in the description, actually.
Yeah, so if you want some really cool, unique merchandise.
It's because we're butt-looking good.
We are butt-looking good. Check us out.
That's the limited edition stuff.
So until next time, people, peace.
Buy my merch.
Ha 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 ha.